Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Introducing STRAP to the blind and beyond audience. 3 years in the making, STRAP is an innovative, wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. STRAP's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At STRAP Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes, we're on the move. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. And listen, folks, if you want to call in, which I hope you do, phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Right now, we have, well, to me, a special, special caller. Are you there, Paul?
I'm here, Michael.
This is Paul Schaub from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Hi, Paul? Yep.
I don't know if you heard the first beginning of our show. We were talking about Betty.
No, I didn't get to hear it. I didn't tune in till 7:30.
Well, we've been talking a lot about Betty the last few weeks.
Well, when the show is archived, you can hear it.
Tamari, if you listen to the show, you can listen for the first few minutes. You can hear us talking about Betty. We missed her so much. How are you doing, Paul?
Yeah. Okay, I miss her. And it's our first Memorial Day without her, and I figured I should call in and just say hi and tell you how much she's missed. And, I also, if I have a minute, I wanted to tell you about the very first Decoration Day in the United States, which took place in Charleston, West Virginia, May 1st of 1865. And Charleston at that time lay in ruins. There had been a long siege by the Union Army and prolonged bombardment from the sea. And most of the white civilians had left. Finally, the Southerners had left. The Southern forces had left. And in the last year of the war, they had taken an old horse race course and they had turned it into a prisoner of war camp for Union soldiers in deplorable conditions. And they had dug a mass grave and they had buried 257 Union soldiers who had died in those deplorable conditions and buried them in this mass grave. And when they finally left, all that were left in Charleston were the freed slaves. And the freed slaves entered that former prisoner of war camp. They excavated that mass grave wearing handkerchiefs around their nose and mouth, and they reburied every one of those Union soldiers in a proper grave and decorated those graves. And 10,000 of those former slaves formed up in a parade led by 3,000 black school children carrying roses, followed by several hundred women carrying baskets of flowers and crosses and wreaths, and they were all singing songs, and they marched around that horse track, and that was the very first Decoration Day parade and grave decoration.
Didn't know that at all. It was an amazing story.
Paul, thank you for sharing it. And you are a history professor, aren't you?
I'm a historian. That was May 1st, 1865.
Wow, that's very impressive. I never heard of it.
Paul shares so many fascinating stories.
Oh, my God. I never heard a story like that.
For those that don't know, and you're listening to Paul Schaub, Paul Schaub was the son of Betty Schaub. And Betty, we talked about at the beginning of the show. For those who did not hear it, Betty was a long, long time listener of the show, and every Memorial Day, every Veterans Day, we always had on Betty because she was in the Second World War, and she used to talk about it, and she passed away
just this year,
in 2020, she passed away. We all miss her.
Yep. November 5th.
She went all the way back from Blind Matters Radio Show. the very beginning in 2012. Yep.
We miss her. Those Union soldiers, their graves are now in Buford, South Carolina. They were relocated to the National Cemetery there.
Wow. Did they be able to get the names of those soldiers?
Yeah, they're all recorded. Well, those that they could identify. And those that they couldn't, they're just buried as unknown.
You know,
are buried in Washington.
You know, Paul, we should have you on more often and talk about different, as you know so much about history, like when it comes to July 4th, different times we're having special things like July 4th, Veterans Day. You might add to the show with different things you might bring up, which we don't know.
Yeah, please join us.
Do that for you, Michael.
We have Peter. I don't know if you've heard Peter.
I'll call you off the air. We'll call off the air.
We'll call you tomorrow, Paul.
Sure.
Thank you so much
for coming.
Thanks so much, Paul.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.
Hang
in there. Stay safe.
God bless you, too.
God bless your mom.
Yes. May she rest in peace.
Yep. God bless your mom.
That's an 80 song. Listen, folks, this is Michael. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. And for you folks out there, if you have something to say about the show, you'd like to say something, love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 407-894-1680. To folks like Paul Schott, who called in, we didn't ask him to call in. I'm going to ask him to call in many times in the future, but I didn't this time. And he called in to say something. Maybe you call and say something. Maybe you know something. Maybe you have something doing in your neck of the woods. You know, we always bring up certain things in Orlando because Orlando calls us and tells us things. You can do the same thing wherever you are. Wherever you are listening to this radio show, if there's something doing in your neck of the woods, especially for the blind folks, love to hear from you. Phone is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody that on Facebook, if you go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we posted a really wonderful newspaper article about Betty Schott. And yes, you don't see the visual, but you can read the article, and it tells all about her and how she served in the Navy. So it's really interesting. So go to our Facebook page and check it out.
No problem.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
I got something I thought about today, and it was, you know, because I knew we were going to do some songs that, you know, Air Force, the Navy, and all those songs out there. And I got to thinking that, you know, there's going to be one more song that has to be made yet. You know what that is?
No. What is it?
Our Space Force does not have a song yet.
No.
All our branches have songs now, and that is a military force, the Space Force. Now they're going to have to come up with a song.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting.
Excuse me, Gary. Okay. We have to go to break. Chris, please. And our next guest is in the Zoom room waiting.
We're going to have a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh,
Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. And right now, it's time, Lynn.
That's right.
You're up, Lynn.
It's my
talk
cue.
About Peter.
It's my cue to welcome back our friend Peter Cucciavi. And Peter is the Senior Manager of Accessibility at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Welcome back, Peter.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi there. Thank you so much. It's great to hear.
Hey, Peter.
All the familiar voices, Gary, Lynn, and Michael. What a full house. I love it.
A loving family.
That's right. Michael? You know, Michael and Lynn, I'm going to have to come down there once we got two more months for the baby to get here. And once that happens and we're all settled in, one of these days, we'll make a trip down there to Florida and tune into the show with you once all this pandemic
is over. We love it.
That'd be fun. All right.
So, well, Peter, yeah, Peter, tell us about Spectrum.
Let's talk about a few things. So, you know, I was just thinking earlier today that we had spent so much time talking about Spectrum Access and Spectrum News. We've even talked about the Spectrum Guide with guide narration for your set-top boxes a bit, and I think maybe down in the future we'll talk about it some more. You know, there's some updates coming there. But the thing that I wanted to focus on today to talk about is the remote experience. So if you're a Spectrum customer and you've got a set-top box in your house, you have a remote that's going to control that set-top box, and it's either going to be the standard remote that it comes with, or perhaps you've got an alternative remote, and that's what I want to talk about. So first thing is the big button remote. Now, this is a separate remote from the one that you get standard with your box, and it's specifically one that a lot of folks, we had seniors, we had folks that were low vision, that were saying that the remote that comes standard with the box wasn't very, it wasn't the best experience for them. They wanted something bigger, maybe the buttons would be bigger so they could see them, and then something that had a little more substance to it so it was easier to find. And so all these things were taken into the account when we launched the big button remote. And this is how easy it is. You can either walk into a Spectrum store near your home, or you can call Spectrum and request this remote, and they will give it to you at no charge. Now, in the store, you'll get it in hand right away. So they'll just hand it to you, and it'll pair very easily with your box. Or you can call in to the Spectrum phone number, and I can give you that phone number right now, and you can ask for that there if that's more convenient. So go ahead and give you that phone number now before we talk about the second item. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301. That's 1-844-762-1301. And so that's no charge for you if you want something a little larger. Now, Gary, I know you've got one, right?
Yeah, but that number you just gave out, is that the one that when I'm on air with you, did I talk about the special support? When I, it's the support line, I call in and ask for Spectrum support, and is that the same number where they'll come out to the house and they will specifically work with you at no charge? If you're having problems, you can't see, you don't know what's going on when you're set, you don't know if it's on, you don't know if the box is on, the box is off, television's off. I sometimes get them so damn confused, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing then. And then I have
to call
Spectrum, and they'll come out and they'll say, oh, you didn't have the box on. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and they
right.
won't charge you for it. They're so good at that.
Absolutely right.
So,
now,
yes.
For folks to guarantee that they don't charge you extra is, A, call that number, the 1-844-762-1301 number, because that is our disability support line, which is just getting better and better. We've consolidated the groups in Texas to answer those calls, and it's going to be more and more specialized and attentive to your needs. But The other piece of it is when you call in, let them know that you're blind or visually impaired. That way they can notate the account and make sure you don't get charged for any visits to your home.
Absolutely. So to get back with the remote, as you were talking, Peter, I have that large button remote, and I've had it for a long time. I don't know really how I guess maybe because I'm blind and somebody done figured out I needed that large button remote. But I remember they coming on in and they hand me something, and it'd be real little things, like so many little things that were so small I could hardly figure out what was what. Then they handed me this large button remote, and I said, oh, this is terrific. But the Spectrum is so good, and their technicians are so great, that even one time way back in the past, this man, I told him I'm blind. I said, you know, okay, I got these large buttons, I know, but I don't know if I can find the, I want to find out where the number one is. When I can find out where the number one is, I can go down a little bit further and I'll know that's the number four or that's the number seven down below. Just get me the number one. And he took a key, his car key, and he made a scratch in the side of the remote. Just made a nice little gouge. Now I could run my finger right down that side of that remote and find that gouge, go over to the right, and there was number one.
I love that. That's such a great story about how the technicians are really getting creative. I've heard so many stories where the technicians are just, they're all about making sure that you're happy when they leave. I like hearing those stories. More and more we're starting to hear them because our technicians are really getting comfortable with our customers who are blind or low vision or have other disabilities. And I think that's fantastic. And I want to share just that, you know, before we run out of time, the second item that I want to talk about, which is something we're calling a remote overlay. Now, this is really neat. We did a lot of focus groups and with older folks in particular, but folks that have low vision as well and who are blind. And we asked what their feelings were about the standard remote, not the big button remote, but just the typical one that comes with the box. And, you know, it has an accessibility button. It has shortcuts to turn those accessibility features on and off. But the one thing that they gave us feedback on is that there's a lot of buttons on there that they don't use day to day. Things like, you know, the kinds of things that you might use to set up your box, but you don't really go back to those buttons. And they sort of clutter the space. And I think that speaks to what you were just saying, Gary, is sometimes it's hard to find the button you're looking for when there's so damn many of them.
So many. So many of them, right?
So the one thing that's great about this overlay is you can, it's the same thing. You can ask for it in the store, ask the technician that comes to your home, you know, call us. It's also free, and they'll ship it out to you. And it just clips onto the face of the remote, and it covers all of those extra buttons that you don't use regularly when you're watching TV. And so you've only got a few openings, and now it's easier to find the buttons you're going to. And you've also got more tactile indicators to work with to navigate that space. So there you go. Those are the two things that are going to make your remote experience just that much better, I think. And, you know, if there's anybody that's calling in with questions, I'm glad to take them. But both of those items are free to our
anybody wants to call and speak to Peter. The lines are wide open. Now's the time to call in, 407-894-680. Want to talk to Peter from the Spectrum? Ask any questions, 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call in. The lines are wide open. 407-894-1680. Okay, Peter, you're back.
All right. So, you know, that's really such a simple addition to the experience that the customer has. And it's not very, you know, high tech. I know that there are people been on this show by now that have talked about the difference between high tech and low tech. Now, high tech, you might get, you know, a device in your home that magnifies or does this, that, and the other. And low tech might be something like just something that clips onto your remote to hide some of the extra buttons that clutter your experience, or, you know, has just some bigger buttons that you can see better. So we don't focus so much on these low tech solutions, but they're absolutely genius, I think, you know, and can. I've seen people put tape on the extra buttons of their remote. They come out with tweezers or what.
Yeah. Peter, if I could, you know, there are a lot of people out there. A lot of people are low tech. Can you hear me, Pete?
Keypad remote that they use the most. Go ahead, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just saying a lot of people, you know, are not that technical. And
right.
The low tech. Yeah, Michael and I are both low tech. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm not technical at all. I'm 70 years old. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get technical. But you know, I just live an easy life. I don't care about high tech stuff. And so they got to consider. There's a lot of people out here low tech too, besides high tech.
You mean telling me there's other people in the world great. Like you and I, Gary? I don't think so. There's other people out there. Maybe somebody can call in like us who are low tech. I'm not low tech. I'm beyond low tech. I am zero tech.
You're rock bottom.
Hey, Mike, it's Eugene.
Well, you know, I will agree with both of you that while my job requires me to keep up to date with all the high tech stuff, but my personality really is more of a Henry David Thoreau in the woods kind of guy. I like things low tech and simple and
very
not
good.
You like
meeting the cows in the woods.
I never heard that expression before. Cows in the
no,
woods.
No, that when we first met Peter, he told us about his camping trip and he faced the face of the cow.
Yeah.
Well, we have a question. Peter,
we have
a caller.
Quick, one
a quick,
second.
Question for you. Eugene from Clearwater.
Eugene from Clearwater.
You have a question
you're on.
For Peter.
Hey, Peter. This is Eugene from Pinellas County. How you doing?
Hi, Eugene. Good to hear a familiar voice.
Yeah. I just want to say I love the remote that comes with the World Box. You know, the 210.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to when y'all come out with the talking remote.
Eugene, do you have an overlay for the remote that clips onto the top?
Have you discovered
that yet?
No, I just use the remote.
You might want to call in and ask for that. They won't charge you for it, and let me know what you think. Call in sometime and let me know what you think.
Okay, I have to call in and ask them to send it to me. But I find
That's
the
right.
remote's not too hard to use. It's fairly simple. It's just that sometimes I get something that says, you want to upgrade? No, I don't want to upgrade. I'm staying right where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's my man.
You're doing a real good job.
That's great. That's so good to hear.
Thanks, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thanks, Eugene.
All right. So
that's Peter. Eugene.
Hey, Peter, I have something for you.
Go for it, Gary.
You there? Okay. On the descriptive movie thingy, I guess somebody's going to be coming down to live with me soon. And to get hooked up with a box for that, for descriptive movies, you know, I have four boxes in my house. Do I only get one box or I get four boxes? Or
no,
three
no.
boxes?
All,
two
four,
boxes.
Oh, so two things I'm going to say very quickly about that. The first, all four of your boxes should be able to have guide narration enabled, so they should be able to talk to you. And the second thing that I'll say is they'll all be able to turn on audio description. But the Spectrum Access app, you know, if that's what you're referring to, that can work at any point with any platform. It can be with Spectrum's movies or on-demand movies, or it can be anywhere else that you're watching a movie. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much, Peter. We got to go to break.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy Memorial
Day. Long weekend.
Happy Memorial Day. Stay well. Be safe.
Say hi to Nikita.
We're going to break.
I will. Thank you, Lynn.
Right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to have a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? So now go use it. The lines are wide open right now, except for one line. We want to talk to
Peter Jr.
Peter, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on Peter. The line. Is it Lynn? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's Peter Durante.
Hello, Peter.
Peter Durante. Oh, it's Peter Durante.
Peter Durante.
Hey,
Peter Senior.
I want to do another song for
you. You can talk louder. We can hardly hear you.
But he's talking.
I want to do another song for you.
Wonderful.
Okay. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, what song do you want to do? We want to hear, we want to hear that song.
Hey, what's song that song, Lynn?
Lynn?
What's Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Somebody asked you to sing Hello, Dolly.
I'll try it.
With Jimmy Durante, by Jimmy Durante.
Okay. Listen, I'll give you another one, but Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. I don't know all the words, but listen, I have a good one here for you. Young Eye Fairy Tale.
Talk about Ken Hardy here.
It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life is more exciting with each passing day. Love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive just by being alive. And this is the best part. You'll have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart. Now,
very good.
Hey,
am I the only one, though, can hardly hear him? Is anybody else out there listening? Can they
hear him? I heard him good. Oh, yep.
I heard him.
Hey, Dad.
There's another one I can
hear. Oh, there's Peter Jr. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Peter Jr.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, thank you. I hear you.
He's one of the great generation. He's one of the great generation that fought in the World War II.
I want to
sing. That's right.
Durante song for Lynn. Love somebody. Someone to love somebody. If you, I don't know all the words, but it says fame if you win it. Comes and goes in a minute. Where's the stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. If you find her, put your arms around her. Make someone happy. Make just someone happy. And you'll be happy too. That's a direct.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Peter Jr., do you sing too, Peter Jr.?
Well, I don't sing as well as my dad. He has a better voice than I do. And I play a little bit of guitar, you know, and I enjoy playing rock and roll guitar and stuff. But
Where are you from, Peter Jr.? What area do you live?
Oh, what area do you live? I live in Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah, he lives way up in Sanford, so it's about a 30-mile trek up there.
You live there,
That's funny. That's funny.
But he's one of the great generation, and on this Memorial Day, I'm glad that he's one of the ones that came back. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. You know.
Absolutely. You know, Peter, your dad. People are amazed that I tell him that how old your daughter is, and I says I trust him. He picks me up to go to my CV meetings. Our CB meeting, and I say, you know, I trust him more than I trust some of my friends on how to drive. He drives better.
Yeah. He amazes me. He really he's an amazing guy, you know. And
he is.
If Gary is on, he knows the streets. I'll say, Gary, where are we? He says,
yeah.
We're near.
you know about when he should turn right, or when somebody should turn.
Yeah, I tell him. I say, I'm coming up to my turn right soon now, Pete. He says, you got it. Yeah.
I'm glad that you got
it. So him and I, the blind and the old, and we're making it.
You guys are making it. Well, Dad, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Peter Sr.
Happy birthday, Pete Sr.
And it's like going to be Thursday, you know, and he's moving in on three digits. He's headed for three digits, right?
He's a Gemini, too. He's a Gemini. Oh, welcome to the Gemini Club.
Yeah, he's almost there.
Is that Michael speaking? Michael? Yeah.
I'm June, too.
Is Michael on? Michael.
Yeah.
Nice to do the show for you. I have another song for you. It's a Jimmy Durante song.
I'll see you
in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I know the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine.
Very good, Pete.
Very good, Peter.
My way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
Yeah, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people that remember those songs. You know, that has to be preserved, right? Those old memories and those old songs. You know.
Yep. Hey, Pete Jr., I want to let you know that your dad now is official to the radio show. He will always be at our Memorial Day shows and Veterans Day shows. And whenever anything ever happens to him, we will have his recordings, and he will be with the show forever.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I'm glad you got that.
Thank you very much, Peter, for coming on. And Peter Jr., thank you for coming on. Appreciate it so much. Right now, it's time for trivia.
Bye, Pete. Bye, Peter.
Bye, Pete. It's time for trivia.
Can you hear me now? Mike, Lynn?
If you want me to come back for another song, let me know.
Yeah, trivia time.
We'll let you know.
Right now, we're going off the air, so we got to go to trivia. Trivia time,
okay.
Trivia time.
Good night to all, and have a good weekend.
Good night.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete, so much for your work, man. Thank you so much.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, Mike, Lynn, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, good. We finally got it put together. I had to wait on Carter to get here to show me what to do so we can make this thing pop, lock, and drop. All right, I'm here.
Okay.
Very good.
The show's almost over. Glad you can get your stuff together. All right, trivia time right now, 407-894-1680.
Well, next
it's trivia time, 407-894-1680. Here we go, trivia time.
Next week it'll be
fun. Gary, your trivia.
Okay. All right. It's a good old song. I want to know who sings this song. Who is singing this song? It's a great song.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman
who is singing this song?
They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Chop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
Worth a $10 gift certificate from Subway. Who is singing this song?
We gotta sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us. He hit the decks a running boys and spin those guns around. When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
Okay, good. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Well, while we're waiting, Chris, let's play a couple more songs from the... We haven't done the Air Force. We haven't done the Marines.
That was the United States Coast Guard right here at your finest. Listen, now that I got my mic back working, I don't know how to stop talking. Now, listen, let's go to the phone line. This young lady was trying to get on earlier, and we were just having some disconnect or some technical issues on both of our ends.
It sounds terrible, though, Chris.
All the way from Boca Raton this time. All the way from Boca Raton. Kim, are you there? Kim.
Yes. Kim, are you there?
All right, Kim, I need you to focus in on me, Kim. I need your undivided attention, all right?
Okay.
All right, question number one. You're calling in for the trivia. Do you know the answer?
Yes.
And
who is singing the last song? Who is singing it?
Johnny Horton.
100%.
Hey, Kim.
100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. Woo! Enjoy it.
Congratulations.
Subway.
Thank you.
Don't go away. Give off the air your names and address. We can send it to you a $10 gift card. Go out, go out next week. All $10 right. gift
okay,
card.
Kim,
you.
Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
This is Northern Marine.
Is Marines the final one? Final song?
Time for the Marines.
No, I actually got two more.
That's something.
That was great.
That's something.
You know,
Antonelli.
I appreciate listening to those national, to those military anthems every.
And I get it. I get to say something. I hope that, I'm a week short. last week, I was very honored to have Michael watch for the very first time the Fighting Seabees.
Right.
It was a good movie on last week, and Michael's heard about Seabees, and he didn't know, but he watched the movie and learned a lot.
Yeah, Gary, I'm going to just do my quick wrap-up, and then at your request, Chris will be playing Taps as we take out the show, okay?
Okay, all right.
Sorry, because it's almost time to go off the air. I just wanted to remind everybody that we hope you join us next Sunday, which, believe it or not, will be June already.
Yes. Hurricane season.
Gary, quit reminding us. You said that twice tonight. Okay. And co-host Sheila Young will join us as we welcome the new month, the month of June. So we're looking forward to another exciting show. And Michael, and
listen, folks,
take it away.
All I have to say is we'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Thank
looking
you,
forward to it. God bless you all. Stay well. Gary?
Yes.
Very good show for you. Thanks for coming
Thank
on
you.
Board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Finally, after I got right, yeah.
What?
After I got right, finally, yes. Thank you.
He's still coming through muffled, though.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. Sing up.